31. Doubt. Rother struggled to his feet, confused. His head a swirling pit of vertigo that made him feel as if he had left the world and found a state of being where the dead and living danced crazily between reality and purgatory's gray, miasmic void. The sun was going down, and as he thought about the spirit bear and how its strength had battered him, attempting to possess the self he knew was who he'd always been, he also knew the night would rage with cold and threaten him with all the swirling mass that made it difficult for him to stand. He had to find a sheltered place to build a fire, or else not see another dawn. At last he stood, a tottering old man whose will to live was interlinked with rage against a child he had never even seen. The thought that he had never seen the child who plagued him like a meme caught in his head and echoed from his thought into his breath. This quiet made the swirling chaos sing. He felt his body weave as if a wave flowed underneath the snow, unsteadying his capability to stand upright. He had to move, he thought, before he fell. He took a step toward the mountains, paused, then forced another step, the day's last light so blinding that he turned his head away. Out of the corner of his eye, he glimpsed a copse of pines, dark in the sunset's fire. He changed direction, stumbled awkwardly across the hard, crust snow toward the pines. And then he stopped. He felt the spirit bear inside the murkiness in front of him. The bear was in the void, a monstrous shape that had no form but whirled into a wind that was no wind, a shape that struggled through a turbulence that formed a boundary against its will and need to be alive. Rother braced himself to feel the strength the bear could batter at his grasp of self. The bear had healed his body. Now it stalked him as he tried to find a place to start a fire. The turbulence grew larger as it swirled, but then it disappeared as if its wings had flashed into the void, the bear's dark home. There was no sense the witch was near to where Ruatha forced his legs to move again. He concentrated on the copse of pines and lost the sense of fear he had felt for days. He felt as if a weight had been removed. He touched the bow inside its case and smiled. He stopped again, Above the mountain peaks, a black dot flew toward him through the air. He felt malevolence that emanated from where the dragon flashed the sunset's fire off coal black wings a score of miles away. He did not want to be upon the plains defenseless as a dragon hunted prey. He forced himself to run toward the copse. The time was near, he told himself. He felt the dragons practicing their ancient skills, anticipating how they, at long last, could end continuance of human life. He had to kill the witch's child, he thought. He had to end the threat all humans faced. At last, the pines grew larger as he ran. He gasped for breath and tried to keep the world from reaching up and slamming him to ground. The pine trees welcomed him into their dusk. He found a sheltered spot beside a trunk long fallen to the ground and built a fire. His fingers trembled just above the flame. He wondered why he thought the child had sent the dragon searching for him in the woods. The dragon had not said the child had sent her with intent to frighten him with flame. The witch was dead. That's what the dragon said. The child was young and needed human care. Perhaps the child was dead, he thought. Perhaps. But then he felt a child across the miles inside her cottage by a warming fire. He tried to puzzle out the feeling that he had, but all he knew was that the child still lived. There was a link between the golden dragon and witch's child, he thought. The cool black dragon was deep in plans for devastating war. He stared at how the fire he'd built woke up the dark and made it dance with leaping shadows. Doubts gnawed at him inside the shadow dance. He looked up at the sky. The waning moon cast little light, intensified the cold. He took his blankets from his deer hide pack and put more wood upon the growing fire. He'd make the peace, he told himself, or kill the witch's child and end the dragon threat. He wondered why the spirit bear was blocked from coming to the earth and walking where its kind had always walked through haunted life.